Live on location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app, we are on location at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire in beautiful Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Welcome, everybody, to a Wednesday edition. It is the 3rd of April, 2023. Mr. Zommer is at the world headquarters in Madison. What day is it?
Hump day!
There you go. Even on location, the Geico Camel travels along with us. So how about that? Mr. Zommers, how is the snow situation down there high atop State Street a block off the Capitol Square?
Not too bad today. Yesterday, it got pretty nasty. Mm-hmm. Was going to have a board game night with some of my friends. We canceled it because some of them live in Stoughton, and there were a lot of accidents on the highway, or so I am told. Yeah. Today, well, much clearer.
I'll tell you. Trygve Olsen, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, who joins us if you're watching on the stream to your far right there on the table. He and I drove up for La Crosse last night. Had a great time in La Crosse at the Radisson downtown. A big shout out to all those folks that made the show possible tomorrow. And then we went down to the great bar by the campus there, Trygve. And a shout out to Braden, who is our bartender last night. Great guy, baseball player, and had a great conversation with him and a few folks that came in, not necessarily maybe to see Trygve or I, but came in, and we talked a little bit about life and about what makes Wisconsin great. So thank you to Braden and the entire staff to the Houghtons, right? Houghtons,
yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, pub. And
we even made some new fans.
Yeah.
We did.
It was really great. So
the thing is, if people come out to Dooley's in Eau Claire, what they're going to find? Todd and I, we're a lot of fun to drink beer with and hang out with.
And just talk about what makes Wisconsin great. So thanks to all those at Houghton's last night, and in particular, Braden, our great bartender. We told him we'd give him a shout-out, and he's spreading the word about the show and about civic media around La Crosse. So we made our way through a snowstorm last night. Took us a while. Stayed at the beautiful Hampton Inn near campus here, and we are here on campus today, and that is our focus. What makes Wisconsin great? And I think for Trygve and I, and for so many people, it is our education system, our K-12, our public education system. We're going to have the Eau Claire Public School Superintendent Johnson with us a little bit later on in this show. But right now, we are honored to be joined by our host here on campus, none other than Chancellor Jim Schmidt. Chancellor, thank you so much for your fantastic hospitality, and thank you for letting us promote and be on your campus at UW-Eau Claire.
Well, we welcome all perspectives to our campus, and let's just point out, we didn't have a snowstorm here. Nothing stuck. So it's all those southern cities that had all that terrible winter weather.
That's right. And kind of right. I mean, Eau Claire has not had that bad of weather. I think we got more snow in Madison this year than you guys did up here.
No question. I think we only had 7 inches of snow, I think I heard, until this last weekend where we got pummeled with about 10.5 inches. But it's gone. Yeah. And not all of us shoveled as well as we should have because it melted awfully quickly. Campus was prepared.
Well, I just want to say right up front, thank you. This is the alma mater for Trygve Olsen, and also joining us via StreamYard just up the road at Lake Wissota because he has a couple of big interviews himself. Our colleague from Civic Media on Up North News every morning 6 until 8, Pat Kreitlow. Pat, I think the campus may have changed a little bit since you and Trygve hung around here, but the Chancellor is still getting it done, still a great place to get an education.
Chancellor Jim always gets it done. It's so nice to see him and thank him again for hosting us here. Yeah, there have been a few changes, but let me tell you, your show starts off with the song Freedom from Wham, 1984, right in the middle of my time there. It takes me back already. I've got those old boat shoes on. We're walking our way down to either Trader and Trapper or to Shenanigans. And that theme of yours just put me in the right frame of mind. I almost never miss an opportunity to get back down to the Eau Claire campus. There was just a little too much work for Up North News to be done today, but I will be happy to join you at Dooley's tonight at the site. Back in my day, it was the camaraderie before it burned down, and Dooley's is now taking its place, but Fifth and Water is going to be a great place to hang out tonight with you.
Well, great. We look so forward to it. We have a few people, a studio audience here at UW-Eau Claire, too. We welcome all of the folks here hanging out here and joining us, fans of civic media. So we appreciate that. Chancellor, again, thank you in particular to Jake on your staff. From the moment we set actually before we set foot on campus, and a shout-out as well to, we're calling her our segment producer this week, Chris Andrews, who has been with us, Trigby and I, through political times, spent time working for UW System. And between your staff and Chris, nothing but hospitable. It is a beautiful campus. We have iconic Schofield Hall right behind us. Trigby mentioned this. When you step on the Eau Claire campus here, it feels like a university of higher learning. There's a vibe here.
There absolutely is. When you talk to students, you know, I always ask them, why did you pick Eau Claire? He said, I stepped on a campus and it just felt right. People are friendly. They're outgoing. We've created this kind of like beautiful little oasis right along the Chippewa Valley and the Putnam Bluff. Got the historic Third Ward neighborhood close by. You know, that sense of place helps people have that sense of belonging. Mm-hmm. One of the things I love is if you have a tough chemistry exam, not like I ever did, laugh. It's only about 50 steps into Putnam Park, and you can feel like you're in the middle of a wilderness, just a few steps into that protected parkland, or walk down the river, and all of a sudden you get life back in balance.
Yeah. I know Pat Kretlow's talked about it on his show. We've talked about it on ours as well. You know, we're going through times in the state where I feel that wrongly, but that's open for debate, but I would say wrongly, higher education, public education, is somewhat under attack by certain folks in this state. We're here to talk about the positives, the value, and why people should look at UW-Eau Claire and the entire University of Wisconsin system, both from bettering individuals economically, but also it just makes you a better person. When you talk to people, when you talk to students, whether they're kids come out of high school, whether they're a returning adult that might want to come back and finish their education, what's your pitch to be a Blue Gold?
Well, let me tell you, I remember stepping foot back onto campus July 1, 2013, you know, parked my car in the visitor lot because it was my first day as chancellor, and I hadn't had my parking pass yet, and those are very important on a university campus. And I remember walking up to Schofield Hall about 7:30 in the morning, and I felt this great sense of weight because during that interview process, I had a chance to meet with faculty, staff, students, alumni, community members. One thing that came really true is this campus is something special. Everything you read about a university campus and the commitment their faculty and staff have to students, it's true in spades here. Mm-hmm. Our faculty and staff run through walls if it means giving those students the best possible opportunity. And the problem is it sounds like every place, but it isn't here. Take a look at what we call our high-impact experiences that we measure. More than 70% of our students have at least one internship before they're done. Almost half of our students do undergraduate research with a faculty member, usually outside of the curriculum. We are named number one for undergraduate research in the country among all master's level schools. In fact, we held the international conference here a year ago this past spring. And finally, we tend to rank among the top in the country for study abroad experiences. Number 12 among all master's level schools for those students who spend at least a semester abroad. You know, and that ends up making a real difference. The number of students that we have are ambassadors, representing various countries, because some were international students here. When I was in Japan, we had a partnership visit there. Great situation, but we made a side trip to go to Tokyo because the Panamanian ambassador to Japan was a Blue Gold, an economics student. So we run them in all crosses of life. These things make a difference. And, you know, look no further than return on investment.
Right.
And our most recent placement survey, 99% placement rate.
Wow.
You know, there's a few people that aren't looking for a job, right?
Yeah.
So those are students who are got a job or in graduate school. More than 70% of those had a job before they shook my hand at Zorin Arena as they crossed the stage. More impressive to me is the students this past year, 95%, and the year before is 97%, reported that the job they took was a part of their career goals.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole idea of our history students working at McDonald's is a bunch of junk.
Right.
That's the kind of stuff the culture wars raise up. You can come to Eau Claire and it's you know, college costs more than I'd like it to be, but if you look at public universities across the country, we are a bargain. Tuition's about $8,000 for in-state students.
Yeah.
The average student does not graduate with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. In fact, the average among all students is about $22,000. Do I wish it was none? Yes. But that $22,000 investment is going to pay off. Average starting salary of a student leaving UW-Eau Claire is about $55,000. And in today's dollars, if you've been out of school for 10 years, your average is over $100,000.
Yeah.
Now, I have to be careful when I talk about that on campus, because we have a lot of professors who are saying, look, I got PhD and I've been working for 20 years and I'm nowhere near $100,000. And let me tell you, our faculty work darn hard and they're underpaid.
Right.
And so I try to give them all the love and support that I can, make sure we have facilities and the great students and create an atmosphere of learning. Because the people who are here to make a difference. That's what gets us out of bed every morning.
About 2 minutes before I have to go to a one-minute break, and I'll the other side, I'm going to turn it over to Pat and Trigby, the alums of Eau Claire. But before I do, I don't hold it against me, but I went to UW Richland, the two-year school, then to Platteville. And I used to come up here as a communication, and Kenny Anderson, the basketball coach up here, kept beating us. He was the only guy that would beat Bo Ryan consistently back in the day.
Yeah, Mike Johnson was the one who was beating you, but you'll get to take that up. You'll get to take that up with Mike when he's on in a little bit.
But, I went to a two-year school, started out. I know that Rice Lake is Barron, is a part of now this campus. Talk to him, because we had the international program at Richland. And to me, my growth as a person, Chancellor, was not only academic. It was an individual. Meeting people from all over the world, it changed my life. That has a value you cannot replicate.
100%. It, I go to class. I want all of our students to go to class. But, I tell people, and they say, is a college education worth it? And I'm like, yes, do all of it. I said, if you don't want to spend any money, you can sit in our library, which is open to the public, and read for 4 years, and you're going to learn a lot. But the education process happens not only in the classroom, but it's on the bench. It's talking to other students, sharing perspectives. It's why I tell students to take their nose out of the phone, interact with each other. We're all hungry for that, and that's the difference. We have a large international population here. Our Barron County campus has a large international population is there. I'm proud that the Barron County campus is running in the black financially. There's actually more enrollment there than when we took the campus over, which is unusual.
Congrats.
And that campus and that community fully support it, and they're doing innovative things to make sure we can keep that important access point, not just in terms of two-year college, smaller class sizes. Faculty are really focused on helping students achieve wherever they need to be for their next step. But geographically, that campus is terribly important to the state, and the state's better off because it's there. That is the heart of the Wisconsin idea.
You ever think about running for governor, Chancellor?
Totally agree.
Trigby and I talk about this all the time. We need cheerleaders for this state.
100%.
Not left, not right. Cheerleaders for Wisconsin. And this, what the message, what you're preaching, I'm in the choir saying amen. We'll come back to the other side. I'm going to have Trigby Olson and also Pat Kreitlow, alums of the Blue Golds. The Chancellor has brought up their transcript. We'll go over that in detail when we come back.
No,
they're
not
mine. They're going to sing the fight
song,
please
do not do that.
It's the Todd Allball Show on location at UW Eau Claire on the Civic Media Radio Network. Back to the Todd Allball Show, live on location at the University of Wisconsin Eau Claire campus. That is the fight song. Trigby, Pat, can you still play us, do all the words? Can you still sing the school fight song?
I don't think I ever knew the words.
We are joined by alums of the University of Wisconsin Eau Claire from the Lincoln Project, a senior advisor thereof. Trigby Olson is here on campus and joining us via StreamYard, another alum, our colleague here at Civic Media, Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio every morning from 6 to 8. And our special guest, the Chancellor of the campus here at Eau Claire, Chancellor Jim Schmidt. Chancellor, again, thanks. I know you're a busy person. Thank you for taking time out for us and our statewide audience.
It's a lot of fun. Glad to be here.
We appreciate it. Pat and Trigby, you guys are alums. I'm going to turn it over to you, Pat, first, and then Trigby. What would you want to ask the Chancellor today?
Oh, I mean, I've known Jim for quite some time here, so I would just instead ask him what's new, what should people know about UW-Eau Claire if they're planning to come here, the changes that have come through. That would be the one thing, but the other thing I'd point out as well and ask Jim to comment on is that, again, like you said, Todd, the whole notion of higher education has come in for somewhat of a bashing or a comeuppance, depending on your point of view, of people saying, well, not everybody needs to go to college, which has always been true, but now is said in a way that's, almost snooty toward colleges, which is weird. But I would go even further to those folks that say, oh, what good is a liberal arts education? As somebody who got that, as somebody who appreciates the humanities, who enjoys learning how to learn, I think there's still plenty of room for that, Jim. I'll bet you agree that along with all the, there's a lot of specialization out there, but there is more than enough room in this modern digital age for classical learning and thinking.
No, there's no question about it. I'll take that last point first. So in my first 50 days on the job, I started on July 1, I met with 50 CEOs in the Chippewa Valley and extended region. And I toured their plants, talked to them. I asked them what kept them from expanding the Chippewa Valley. This is, it's talent. We need more talent. Tell me what you're looking for. And pretty soon, they're not talking about the key pieces. And they, it, each one of them uses these exact words, a few a little different. I repeat it. Looking for critical thinking skills, the ability to write and speak articulately, the ability to work with other people and teams, interpersonal skills, and problem-solving skills. They all said those same things, and those are the hallmarks of a liberal education. And I will tell you, when I'd ask them what their degrees were in, almost all of them were in the liberal arts. And I said, well, what do you think? Well, we need business. So they start listing the professional degrees, which are also important. But sometimes people with those degrees think they're something special. And they are special. Yeah. But it's because in those programs, they learn how to evolve, how to be nimble, how to be agile, how to surround yourself with other people that are able to take care of the specific skills you need. My first trip to Epic, people may have heard of them down in Verona, yeah. You know, world's largest medical record company or device company. And I'm meeting with their leadership, and I figured they're going to start beating me up. They're going to say, I need more computer science students, information systems students, and that's true. And we have expanded those. But they said, we're here to talk to you about English majors.
Wow.
And I said, really? And he said, yes, we can't seem to get English majors to apply. What? Tell me about that. Why is that important? He said, we're not a technology company.
Right.
We're a human interface company. Right. Our product only works as to how it works with doctors, nurses, and professionals, and their ability to help us understand and make that connection as opposed to the technology. It's what differentiates our product. And so they started a pilot project where they were using Eau Claire as their prime campus, where they're starting to talk to English majors, history majors, other humanities as early as their freshman year, say, do all of this because we want you to come work for a technology company. So that's an example.
And let me second that by telling you that being married to a physician, again, a Blue Gold, took all of her pre-med, you know, courses there at UW Eau Claire, and has worked as a physician with every type of electronic medical records out there, Epic included. That, again, it's the science is all great. But if you can't communicate those ideas, if you can't communicate instructions, if you can't have a clear medical record in this case, you're going nowhere. So I'm really glad to hear that story and glad that you've played a role in that, Jim.
I would just add, as an Eau Claire English major myself, you know, and I've said this a lot of times, in my career, one of the most important things that was ever said to me was by a lady named Nadine St. Louis, who was chair of the English department here. And I never got to say thank you to her about it. I tried to, but she had passed away. But she said, I had her for Shakespeare. And at the start of the Shakespeare class, I don't know why I take this with me, she said, what you're going to learn about from King Lear is how to identify who is the daughter that you can trust when you're going mad and who are the ones that are out to get you, even though it may not seem like that. And that will be one of the most important lessons you take through life. And in my career, having two pieces, working at senior levels in politics and working with people fighting for democracy around the world, that is some of the most sage advice any human being ever gave me.
I was going to add, since Kreitler brought up pre-med, so one of the things that's new about UW-Eau Claire is we've had a partnership with Mayo Clinic now for 7 years. We're only the second university in the world with this agreement. Arizona State was the first. I think they tell you we've actually gone further. Mayo Clinic's goal for UW-Eau Claire is that we become the nation's number one pre-med school.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Now,
say that again for those in the back,
please. Well, and I almost choke because I'm pretty audacious thinker, as you might understand, but their goal is we're the nation's number one pre-med school, and Mayo Clinic guards their brand stronger than any other organization I'm aware of, and I would argue that Mayo Clinic as a brand is maybe the most trusted, respected sign of quality of any brand worldwide. More people know Coca-Cola, but they trust Mayo Clinic.
Yeah.
So they're very judicious with how they make that association. And they're putting their money where their mouth is. Their time is where it is. We just launched on Monday evening the inaugural Mayo Medical Academy on our campus. And it's for interested students both in college, high school, and adults in the community who think they might want to go to med school. It was capped at 150. It filled up immediately. They said, if this isn't your thing, when you leave, let them know that you're not going to come back because we got people waiting to come in. And we did this collaboratively with Mayo Clinic. Mayo Clinic is investing in our new science and health science building. We received a $342 million appropriation from the state of Wisconsin, working with the divided legislature, governor. Think about what we have to get through that.
Yeah.
It'll be the largest investment the state of Wisconsin has ever made in any building of any size or scape anywhere in the state. I'm not proud that it's expensive. What I'm proud is those legislators and the governor decided this is an investment that was important to make. And we're going to make it at UW-Eau Claire because we like what they're doing. We like where they're going with it. And Mayo Clinic will have 10,000 square feet, 2,000 on each floor. And they're not building a box within a box that you have to get through a card reader. They purposely have made it entirely porous. And so they're throwing almost everything they have because what they have found is doctors and nurses and medical providers are better when they're challenged by young learners. And that was one of Mayo's principles. And guess what? They find out that they're retained. They've got a better life balance because they're energized and challenged by young learners. And so if you ask Governor, I'd support Rick Helmers for governor. He's the local CEO. If we got almost 6,000 employees alone from Mayo Clinic and Eau Claire. If you ask him who's getting the better end of this partnership, he say he is, because we will get the world's greatest doctors who will come here and day one will start doing research with a Mayo doctor and Eau Claire faculty member. You can't get that anywhere else. You can go to Johns Hopkins. That's what graduate students are doing. He'll say they're getting the better end of the deal, and I'll tell you, we are getting the better end of the deal. That's a sign of a good partnership, like a good marriage, where each one thinks they're getting the better end of the deal and want to keep giving more. So that, I think, we will be known for. We've added almost 15 medically related programs in the last 12 years at UW-Eau Claire. The biomedical engineering program is only 2 or 3 years old, and it already, along with material science engineering, was on U.S. News and World Report's list of best undergraduate-only engineering programs in the country.
Oh, no,
right
the
here
orchestra
at
is
UW
playing
Eau Claire.
Them off.
I'm ready to run through a wall for this guy.
All right.
Live from the Davies Center, Chancellor Jim Schmidt. We're going to come back, wrap it up with him, Pat Kreitlow, and Trigby Olson. Thank you.
Any people are going to do it?
Welcome back, live on location at the Davies Center on the beautiful University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire campus. This is the Todd Lawball Show on Civic Media. It is Wednesday, April 3rd. Glad to be joined here by the Chancellor, the CEO, the head guy, the big boss, the Chancellor here, Jim Schmidt. Chancellor Schmidt, thank you so much. Your hospitality is amazing. We're here. The students, it's vibrant. The energy you get here, the positivity. And if anybody thinks that the world is going to hell in the handbasket, hang out with university kids, and you're hopeful.
Hey, I speak to service clubs all the time, and I tell them, if you're worried about the future of this country, and many people are, I say, come to Davies Center, go up to a table like I did when I secret shopped the place, decided if I was going to apply. Went up to a table full of students, and I said, can I join you? And I was dressed in a suit. They said, sure. I said, why did you pick Eau Claire, and what do you hope to do when you're done? And I just sat back, and I'm like, oh, my God, this place is amazing. Yeah. And I said, I must have sat down with the students, said it by mistake. And I went up to another table, did the same thing, heard the same answer. And that's when I decided that this is the kind of place I wanted to be. And, you know, for the right kind of person, the energy, the vitality, the creativity that you get on a university campus, there's no substitute. So even with all of the things that we say how hard it is to run a university these days, it's the students, faculty, and staff that, you know, they electrify me. And I tell the people, you will leave here knowing that the country will be in good hands. People are afraid of this generation. I say embrace this generation. They've got great values. They're thinking about other people, and they want to know how they can make a difference.
Hey, Jim,
so,
can I
ask a question here?
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say real quick, we were joined by Trevi Olson, a senior advisor of Lincoln Project here on location. He is a grad and an alum of Eau Claire, and by StreamYard up the road here at Lake Wissota, Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio every morning 6 to 8, also an alum of UW-Eau Claire. Pat first, then Trevi.
I was just going to say, this has all been great, the cheerleading for the school. But we know what people, certain people out there, think not just of colleges and universities overall, but the people who vote on them. And we have heard people deep into, you know, Republican politics with Wisconsin roots talking about how you need to continually make it harder for people on campus to vote, for people associated with colleges and universities to vote. I want to know, I know you hear that. What's your reaction when you hear that? And what do you and what do student leaders at UW-Eau Claire do to try to prevent any attempt at forced apathy when it comes to taking part in the right to vote?
So UW-Eau Claire, as I said, 99% placement rate. We're more than preparing you for your first job. We're about preparing you for your life. You know, multiple jobs to be agile, but embroiled into our mission is helping people to be good civic leaders, members of their community. Many of our graduates will be coaching the softball teams, will be on church boards, will be the ones running for city council, and we need people engaged in voting. Is the first step. It's the foundation of being involved in civic society. I did this as a college student. That was something, I actually started a recall petition against a city council member in my college town because a proposal to move the polling place to campus died for lack of a second. So I put my efforts where my mouth is. I'm proud that we have a polling place on campus. Students should be able to vote. It's up to them whether they vote where they feel like they belong, whether it's their college town or their hometown. That's been the practice. It's always happened, and I believe that we need to make sure students understand the rules, understand what it takes to vote, so they're not disenfranchised when they go to the polls and find out they're not able to. So for us, it's about education. It's up to the students, and they decide. I would add that of all that placement record, 2 years, 32% of our graduates, all of our graduates, remained in Eau Claire. This past year, it dropped to 29%. The percentage of that class that came from Eau Claire High Schools was 4%. Tell me anything that's more important than the talent that we are able to bring to this community, to this region. The single biggest thing affecting our economy, and I heard this when I moved here, is the ability to get the right talent to move it forward. States like us in the Midwest need that young energy. Eau Claire is a community, the average age continues to drop with every census. We're still building elementary schools. Things are happening here, and other people can say it, but I know the university is a big part of it.
Okay, so beyond the radio audience that we have that's all across the state of Wisconsin, just checked on Twitter, we have 16,000 people watching on Twitter right now. So, and I'll tell you, yesterday when it was just Todd and I, it was only 7.1. So I think we know who's the draw here.
Right.
But, you know, so most of those people are outside
the
state. Yeah, Kreitlow. It's Kreitlow. So most of those people are outside of the state of Wisconsin, right? Make the pitch for people who are in other places around the country why they should come to Eau Claire, because I think a lot of them think, you know what, like that looks nice until December rolls around and walking across that bridge would be pretty cold for me from coming from Florida or California.
Well, as I can repeat a story I heard from Regent Walks, former Regent Walks, on December 26th, he and his wife were in Mexico City for a little Christmas break, and he said, we're freezing to death. It's 43 degrees here. And I said, well, Dana, it's 58 in Eau Claire. And he says, I know, that really ticks me off. So you never know what you're going to expect about the weather in the upper Midwest is what I will say. But what I can say is people are making Eau Claire a destination. There's a reason why that talent is staying here. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel did a front page banner Sunday edition headline about five, 6 years ago around the Eau Claire Music Festival. And they interviewed people from all over the country who moved to Eau Claire, relocated from Austin, Texas, Chicago, Brooklyn, and Portland. And they said, why as artists are you coming here for the art scene, the music scene? And this is what's important. Said those are all amazing communities. Many people think that's where everybody in the arts is moving to. But they said that that culture and that industry is already fully developed. It's very expensive to get started in any of these areas and communities like that. And here's what I want to point out. Do you want to be at a place that's become, or do you want to be a part of something that's becoming? and young people can write the script. They can create the Eau Claire in this region that they want because it's acceptable, it's accessible, and people support it. And that's what's cool about coming to a place like Eau Claire, either to go to college, to work at the university, or be a part of this amazing community.
Talk to Trigvy's point, Chancellor. Talking to Chancellor Jim Schmidt here at the University of Wisconsin Eau Claire, joined by Trigvy Olson from the Lincoln Project and Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio. Chancellor, to Trigvy's point, I think a lot of people around the country, not just Wisconsin, are looking at Wisconsin because this election is going to have big implications in Wisconsin, and we believe is going to be pivotal to who is the next president of the United States. For people who are not from Wisconsin, what do they need to know about folks who are going to be making this decision, particularly young people, particularly the value of higher education, public education in this state?
You know, there's a lot in that statement. And I just want to say I grew up in a small rural town in southeastern Minnesota, a town of 1,000. And this state is like a lot of other states. We've become more divided, and that's a problem. I think we need to find people who can bring us together. I mentioned earlier Governor Thompson was president of the UW system. I think that's something who invites everyone to the table to be a part of the solution. And I hope wherever we go, we can continue to kind of spread that kind of message. College students care. And, you know, you're right. There's probably more liberal people on any university campus, including this one, than there are real conservative people. But let me tell you, young people are smart. Mm. And we have a lot of conservatives on this campus, people of deep faith. Pick whatever you want to talk about it, and they are welcomed on this campus. Mm-hmm. I had an alum who was a Trump supporter, and he said, I'll bet I can't walk with my Make America Great Ahead at the homecoming event. Mm-hmm. I can't go. And I said, I'll bet you can. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean people are going to agree with it, but you will be treated with respect, mm-hmm. and you will have the opportunity to share your point of view. That's what universities are about. They're not about indoctrination.
Right.
And people who say they are, they're wrong. Doesn't mean there aren't people with strong opinions, but we do a disservice if we don't talk about real issues and have real differences. And I will say that as we've passed legislation through a faculty senate that people think are just bastions of liberalism, when they pass their statements around equity, diversity, inclusion, in their definition for diversity included political thought.
Exactly.
We need that at a university. And if we're truly what people say we are, I can understand why we don't get their support. But come here and experience it on this campus. Yes, you'll have liberals talking. Yes, you'll have conservatives. And you got a lot of pragmatic people in the middle that just want to make the place better.
Well, for me, it goes back to, Chancellor, that bronze plaque on Bascom Hill, on Bascom Hall, on Bascom Hill at Madison.
That's not a hill. We got a hill, by the way.
Yeah. That is can actually confirm.
They have a hill here, having walked up and down.
We have the strongest calves in the UW system.
I won't debate that. But it goes back to that, to paraphrase, you know, the winnowing and the constant winnowing and sifting of ideas, which by the truth alone can be found. You have to be challenged. And I think that our public universities do that better than anything. Doesn't mean it's going to change you. It's going to enhance you and make you a better human, a better American.
But you know what? I would just add something, which I think Chancellor Jim will like and Pat will appreciate. You know, one of the people who was also a mentor to me in terms of professors was Mort Cypress. Mort Cypress was chair of the 3rd District Democratic Party. I was literally vice chair of the College Republicans in the state of Wisconsin. And Mort Cypress really took me under his wing and taught me immense lessons that were valuable going forward, even though we didn't agree on a lot of things. And whenever I would come back to campus when I was working for the governor, I would always stop to see Mort, mm-hmm. because there was a mutual respect. Yeah. And I think that tradition here at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire, and it may be true of other, I don't have anything else to compare it to, but it has always been something that's at the heart of this institution. And it was something that, you know, back in the day when Larry Schnack was the chancellor, he preached, and it's really good as an alum to hear you preaching that today, because
And I can confirm
it's
that.
It's just, you know, it's who this state is and who this university is.
Pat? I can confirm that mentorship, value there from Henry Lippold, the late Henry Lippold, longtime legendary journalism instructor, who again, taught you to have a well-rounded view of the earth and of humanity, not just, you know, the who, what, where, when, why, and taught you how the right words matter. And you can't get the right words if you aren't staying up to date on the rest of the world beyond the blinders of your own little profession.
Chancellor?
No, I think that you'll find that. In fact, you'll find most of our faculty, certainly in political science department, students have no idea what their political leanings are.
Yeah.
You know, I remember I had a political science class, and I had a faculty member step forward and said, this week, my goal is to convince you that we should have never left the British crown, that the American system is not what's right. And then a few weeks later, he says, now my goal is to make you all socialists. This was one of the most conservative people on my previous campus.
Uh-huh.
But you knew how to teach by putting those things out there and forcing those things. Take a look at the issues, and then you make the decision for yourself. It's not what to think, it's how to think. The ability to think critically, mm-hmm. not just accept things that are stated or put on the web.
Yeah. Pat, we're getting close to the end of this segment here. Any last thoughts for you, Pat Kreitler?
Well, I mean, other than, again, I could not recommend high enough that folks interested in pursuing either, you know, where they're going to go to college or university or to, you know, to work, keep in mind this area's commitment to education. When, you know, we moved away for a time for Sherry to go to medical school, and then we could go any place coming back. But it was the commitment to education that we saw through school referendums and that we saw through this university community that convinced us that this was going to be our home. This is where we were going to put down roots. And you see that today in everything that that the chancellor said about getting young people, getting new people to move into this area. Despite all of the political divisions and, you know, somewhat hateful rhetoric out there on this issue or that issue, if you look at a community as a whole, you can see that what the chancellor and his team are doing here continues to explain why Eau Claire and the Chippewa Valley is attracting people the way it is.
Chancellor, about a minute left, a minute and a half before the break. I'm going to give you the last word on Eau Claire.
Yeah, on the same thought, I want to say I'm really proud of the work of the Menard Center on our campus, which has funding from the Koch Foundation, working on First Amendment free speech issues. We have faculty members from all walks of life really working on those issues. We tend to be the leader in the Midwest and in our system around civil dialogue and exchange. And our faculty are doing the hands-on research with our students and making sure students understand those issues. All points of view, not only welcomed on this campus, I'm specifically inviting you. Come anytime. I'd love to show you around, and you get a chance to share your ideas with us.
Well, it's been a pleasure. We're going to continue on here at Hour 2 here at the Davies Center at UV-Eau Claire. Again, thank you for the enormous hospitality. Trivia and I are going around the state figuring out what makes Wisconsin great. It's campuses like UW-Eau Claire,
yeah,
and quite frankly,
further.
Chancellor, it's people like you.
Well,
I mean, cheerleaders 100%. For what's going right in this state, for spreading good news, for making us proud to be Wisconsinites. Thank you.
You're very kind. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, absolutely. Chancellor Jim Schmidt of UW-Eau Claire, we're going to continue on with Trigvy Olson, a Blue Gold alum, and much more. Mike Johnson, Superintendent of Public Schools, Eau Claire, will join us as well. Don't go anywhere. We are live on location at UW-Eau Claire. It's the Todd Almost Show for a Wednesday on the Civic Media Ready Network.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
Welcome back to the Davies Center at the University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire. We are on the road again. Glad to have you here. Pat Kreitler joins us from Up North News Radio via StreamYard, live from the beautiful Lake Wissota. Any snow up there in Lake Wissota overnight, Pat?
No. What did fall yesterday has already melted away, and that's okay. It's nice that our new weather phenomena of time-released rain is working out well for the farmers here. That it
yes.
just comes in these snowflakes that eventually are time released just properly to keep things, you know, moist enough and allow us to do some spring planting eventually.
Well, I mean, it's I think it's awesome that both you and Trigvy Olson joins us here as senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. Now, you guys have gone on and had phenomenal careers, but I think it's really cool that each of you, in your own way, have still stayed in touch with Eau Claire. You're still a part of it. Pat, you in particular, living at Lake Wissota, part of the community. Trigvy, you coming back a lot, being from River Falls.
Convince the missus to let me be Pat's neighbor on Lake Wissota. I'd be all about it.
Right?
Absolutely.
And speaking of
or
the missus.
Johnson, or Mike Johnson's in River Falls.
We're going to bring him in just a second, but go ahead, Pat. Right. Yeah, go ahead.
Speaking of the missus, as somebody who met his life partner here on the Eau Claire campus, again, love is in the air all around. that campus as good people, good young people get to meet each other, and they get to bond over, you know, and form a bond over shared experiences, like climbing that damn hill to get to upper campus day after day, or crossing that footbridge when the wind chill is minus 60 coming down the Chippewa River. Should that scare people away? Absolutely not. They should embrace it. They should embrace the way that we walked down to Water Street with our coats all zipped up, but after 3 hours of dancing at shenanigans, our coats were open heading back up that hill because we had burned off so many calories. We were fit in our day, Todd. We were fit.
I'm sure you were.
There was the sneaking by Pioneer Paul as well as a common bonding experience on the first or second date. You know, there was always that, like who you could find that had an ID that looked like it.
I was keeping this above board so nicely.
Welcome to Old Home Week here at University of Wisconsin.
Old Home was another one of those places.
Oh, it was. Yeah, actually, it was another bar. It was.
Well, education is so vital. I mean, we truly think, I think all of us here agree that education is one of the things that makes Wisconsin great. And whether it's talking with higher education with Chancellor Jim Schmidt, or public education is also another thing. And I know, Pat, you have your Wednesday segment bringing in people from the Wisconsin Public Education Network. You had them on again this morning. And we are pleased to have our next guest here at the table. Going to into next hour. He is the Eau Claire Public School Superintendent, Mike Johnson, a friend and former classmate of Trigvy. Superintendent Johnson, thank you so much for coming on to the campus. Thanks for being our guest.
Oh, thanks. Thanks so much, Todd, and Trigvy too. When Trigvy talked about this some time ago, I just jumped at the chance. And to follow up, I kind of feel like the following up the varsity team with Chancellor Schmidt here and joking with him a little bit for taking care of my son for the last 4 years. But again, it's an honor to be here. I really appreciate the invitation and can't wait to talk about K-12 education.
Well, we appreciate you being here because, you know, listening to Pat this morning and Wisconsin Public Education Network, you know, this awareness of what our schools do is so vitally important. You know, I come from a long line of public educators. You know, full disclosure, my sister and brother-in-law teach in the public school system here at Eau Claire, and, you know, they've loved it. They've been, I mean, my brother-in-law, his family has been here longer. My sister, when they got married, it had been 25 years ago, so, I mean, she's been teaching here a lot. And so, you know, I hear firsthand of what a great school system it is, and you know, teachers are supported, kids are great, and it's so vital to creating a next generation of leaders that may come here in their next step, but some may go on to tech school, some may go into the military, and the foundation we give our kids from our public schools is absolutely critical.
No, you couldn't have hit it more on the head there, Todd. It's about being, you know, we talk about college, career, and community ready. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this past Monday we had a board meeting where we had illustrated that for about 45 minutes in our board meeting, where our director of post-secondary readiness, Michelle Radke, had shared, you know, what we're doing in the community, what we're doing with our technical colleges, what we're doing with universities, and, you know, really providing that foundation. So then, when students do graduate from high school, they've got opportunities here, they've got opportunities elsewhere. But mm-hmm. obviously, we want to keep them here. You mentioned your sister and brother-in-law, very similar to my situation where I met my wife here. Well, I didn't meet her when I was on campus, but you know, we were in the same graduating class. She wouldn't have had the time of day for me way back when. Trigby's joking about that.
But was ultimately, probably not hanging out where we were down on Water Street.
Yeah, well.
She was actually at the library studying.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can't talk about Water Street here. The lunch we shared at Ray's place
I never saw you on Water Street.
But I keep my ID on when I go
in
there.
I was confusing you with Mike Prazier. That's what it was.
But no, it is. It's critical for us to prepare our students. And our staff, they're outstanding. And they've really had to navigate a world of change in the past 4 years. And they're doing at the best they can with the supports that they have and obviously looking toward the future.
Pat, I know, I thank you so much for sticking around for the whole hour, my friend. I know you got a lot of things going on with your own show. You're going to join us down at Dooley's on Water Street tonight. Anybody who's listening in the Eau Claire area, come on down 6 to 7:30 Dooley's Pub tonight. We're buying the first round of beer or soda and some cheese curds and to hang out with Trigvy Olson, Kreitlow, and are you coming down, Superintendent?
I'll have to check my schedule. Right. Thanks for the invite. I thought you were going to invite me to...
I did.
Were we doing a happy hour somewhere after my time is...
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We don't talk about the pre-gaming. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Or is that coffee in quotations?
We can't talk on air about our pregame because there probably would be fans from all across Eau Claire.
Well, the superintendent has students.
I do. Mike was the star of the basketball team when I was here, and I believe you were an All-American. Were you not?
Yeah, it was a down year that year.
But you still managed to beat Platteville. Right. That's the sore spot.
That's one of my broken noses was Platteville.
Was it really?
Yes.
Oh, geez. Pat Kreitlow, any final thoughts before we let you go here in the afternoon? We'll see you tonight.
No, it's nice that you're picking up that first beer and some cheese curds, and I'm going to make somebody do the same for me. First person that comes up and says, I used to watch you every night on TV when I was a little kid. I'm going to make them buy me the beer for making me feel old. So just keep that in mind. Forewarned is forearmed.
All right.
Hey, Pat, when I was in college here, I watched you on TV.
It's close. Close. Not quite. I'll see you guys tonight.
Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 8 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you so much, Pat. Really appreciate your time. We're going to come back on the other side, Hour 2, with Mike Johnson, Superintendent of Eau Claire Public Schools, Trigby Olson, Senior Advisor to Lincoln Project, and more. Don't go anywhere. We are live on location at the University of Wisconsin Eau Claire in the Davies Center. It's the Todd Allball Show for Wednesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.